1027 Breakfast.
We, of course, invite Shona into the studio every single week. Reverend Shona's always here to have a chat with us and just, you know, give us some sort of perspective. Good morning, Shona. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Very well, thank you. It's a bit chilly out there.
Not too bad, actually, now. Oh, okay. An hour later after you.
Okay, at 5:30 it was certainly chilly, but anyway.
It's warming up a bit.
Glad to hear that.
A beautiful day out there.
What are we talking about today?
Well, we're already in October, last quarter of the year.
Yep.
For some, it's exams, preparing for the end of the year, Christmas decorations in the shops already. Mm. So as we reflect back on this year, I think, like me, most of you will have encountered hundreds, if not thousands, or tens of thousands of people. I love people, and I'm one of those people that everyone talks to in queues.
Mm.
And I love it. Absolutely find it fascinating.
Yeah.
I meet interesting people. I learn so much. I found that many people just want someone to listen to. But when we listen, we learn and grow and hopefully change.
Yeah.
And I don't believe any encounter leaves us unchanged if we're open. So today I want to talk about people because I think we're so often busy in our heads, we don't even notice the people around us. Talia Hunter wrote, many times in life, each person who enters our life comes bearing a gift. For some, it's a gift of love. Others, a gift of healing. Others, a gift of wisdom. I can add a whole lot of things, and I'm sure you can too, Parky. Gift of friendship, kind word, learning. Even if they're abrasive, they teach us something about ourselves. They could teach us discernment, trust, patience, compassion, challenge us to think. The strangers who chat to me in queues often tell me something, and then I reflect back on my own life and learn and change. Now, I don't know if it's ever happened to you, that light bulb moment. I do that very thing they're complaining about. Well, oh my word, that's me. I should phone that person I haven't in case they feel I don't care. People complain to me about their children and family. But what I think fascinates me the most is that there's sometimes people who cross our paths and we don't realize at the time, but when we look back, they impact on us. They've done something.
I was told years ago, and I've told you guys in the studio here, this, I was told by a lady called Terry once, don't get too passionate about things, you know, because I was firy. if you know, someone didn't agree with me, like, this is the right way, you've got to do it this way. She said, just sit on your hands. And still 20 years later, when I want to be sort of like quite, you know, aggressive in my response to something that I'm passionate about, I think, sit on your hands. Just sit on your hands. And invariably, it all comes around to what I sort of wanted to come around to. But you learn as you go along.
You do. And I think I can look back on some teachers, maybe teachers I didn't even like, who changed me. For the better, I hope. So I'm sure everyone has people, friends, that at the time you're not too sure about. And that's sitting on the hands. You taught me that, and I've taught hundreds of people that.
Yes.
Sit on your hands. And don't send the email. Don't make phone call.
And at the time when she said it to me, I was like, and then it stuck in my head, and I just use it all the time now.
Yeah. It's a wonderful thing to sit on your hands instead of responding or reacting when you're angry. But I also feel there's more to it than this. We need to ask ourselves, what gift are we to others? Have we transformed someone else's life for the better? I think we're also busy. I'm definitely guilty of this. I really believe we need to stop living in our heads, rushing from one appointment to another, and notice the people who cross our paths and wonder, what gift are we to them today? And perhaps what gift are they bringing to us?
Good words and good thoughts as well. Have you got anyone that crossed your path that's left something with you, Simon?
Oh, many. Many, many people. They say some people bring joy by coming, others by going.
What about you, buddy?
No, definitely. I think the first person who pops into my mind is my trainer. She scares me, but I know that she's doing invaluable work in my life. So, there's a purpose, there's a reason, there's a season, even though I'm really scared of her.
And you're looking amazing.
Thank you.
You are. You're totes radiating, girl.
Thanks. Thanks, girl.
Thanks, Shona. Thanks for coming in. Reverend Shona's here, of course, on Sunday between 6 and 6:30, and she'll be on our socials from 9 o'clock this morning.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.